This is the Pacifica update for the week ending July 7th, 2001. I'm Lynn Gary. The Pacifica campaign has called for a national day of action on July 10th designed to urge Pacifica National Board member Ken Ford to resign because of his role in undermining the founding principles of the nation's oldest community radio organization. Protests in more than 15 U.S. cities will take place outside local chapters of the National Association of Home Builders, Ford's employer. The NAHB spends millions to influence public policy for the benefit of real estate developers and lobbies against accessibility and environmental regulations in order to increase the profits of its members. In 1999, the NAHB fought the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the Toxic Waste Site Superfund. Listeners of Pacifica affiliate WRFG in Atlanta, which airs Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News, will be participating in the Day of Action. Atlantans are increasingly concerned about the crisis at the Pacifica Network and about the relationship between the NAHB and Pacifica's rogue board members. NAHB members are primary culprits in Atlanta's sprawl nightmare, which has resulted in the wrecking of communities and myriad violations of the Clean Air and Water Acts. Members of the Georgia Green Party are working with local Pacifica campaign volunteers to organize protests there. Atlanta listeners have also contacted the local offices of the employer of another rogue board member, Andrea Sisco. WBAI listeners have held several pickets at Sisco's home office in New York City, but Sisco also contracts with another company headquartered in Atlanta, which bills itself as a leader in so-called diversity training. Several Pacifica listeners in Atlanta who actually attended one of Sisco's diversity training workshops in 1999 are concerned that her actions on the Pacifica board are materially inconsistent with her workplace diversity teachings. Meanwhile, back at the embattled studios of WBAI, sources report that a total of 8 surveillance cameras are being installed at what appears to be breakneck speed. Programmers report going on the air and an hour later coming off the air to find yet another camera operational. The cameras reportedly cover all the common areas of the station, all entry doors, as well as the door to the main broadcast studio and the Democracy Now! Office. One camera also shoots the hallway and elevators outside the station's front door. Errol Maitland is the technical director of Democracy Now! And the co-founder of WBAI in Exile, www.wbix.org, an internet community radio station which features programs now banned from WBAI's airwaves. Last year, he was severely beaten and later arrested by New York City police while reporting live for WBAI on the funeral of police violence victim Patrick Dorismond. A judge later dismissed the case against Maitland, who has suffered a life-threatening medical condition as a result of the beating. Maitland has filed a civil rights suit against the city. Ever since, he and his family have been under continual surveillance by the New York PD's 83rd Precinct. Maitland's handicapped sister-in-law and his young nephew Joseph were roughed up in front of their home after Joseph was followed by an unmarked car on July 5th. Officers threatened the family with arrest if they contacted the police about the incident or went to the hospital to seek treatment. Prior to the Christmas coup, WBAI was at the forefront of coverage of police abuse against New York City's African-American residents. Now, as a result of the security culture that has developed as a byproduct of the takeover, WBAI's new management has reportedly developed close ties to the NYPD's intelligence division, whose help it has enlisted in preventing protests by outraged listeners. Amy Goodman will speak at the Grassroots Radio Conference in Boulder, Colorado this weekend. Broadcasters from all over the country will gather to share skills and ideas to strengthen community-based media. The crisis at Pacifica Radio and the ongoing support of Free Speech Radio News will also be discussed. For more information, see www.kgnu.org. That's it for this week's Pacifica Update. To find out how you can help save Pacifica Radio, contact the Pacifica Campaign at www.pacificacampaign.org.